This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters, addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today. Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the overexploitation of nature, challenges felt acutely in Africa. He also noted that some historic decisions from the New Delhi summit have been carried forward. The Prime Minister appreciated the South African presidency's work in skilled migration, tourism, food security, AI, digital economy, innovation and women's empowerment, and called for greater representation of the Global South in global governance structures. Mr. Modi proposed for establishing a global traditional knowledge repository under the G20. Built on the Indian knowledge systems, this initiative would serve as a global platform for traditional knowledge and help preserve humanity's collective wisdom for future generations. On the sidelines of the ongoing G20 summit, Prime Minister Modi met his UK counterpart Keir Starmer. In a post on social media, Mr. Modi said it was wonderful to meet Mr. Starmer. He noted that this year has infused new energy into the India-UK partnership and both sides will continue to drive it forward across multiple domains. Mr. Modi also had a very productive conversation with the Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including three senior state committee members, have returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivadhar Reddy. They also surrendered 8 firearms, including one AK-47 and some live ammunition. Addressing the media, Mr. Reddy said it is one of the most substantial setbacks to the banned party in recent years. The DGP further said the collective decision of the 37 cadres was influenced by the recent appeal by the state government to renounce violence and return to civilian life. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and its adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has revised the graded action plan for the Delhi NCR region. According to the CAQM, some Stage 4 regulations will now be implemented in Stage 3, including provisions allowing 50% of staff in government, private and municipal offices to work from home. The government has debunked a digitally altered video of Lieutenant General retired KJS Dhillon being circulated on social media platforms by Pakistani propaganda accounts. In the video, he is seen claiming that Lieutenant General V.K. Singh criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi following the Tejas crash at the Dubai Air Show. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau informed that Lieutenant General retired KJS Dhillon has not made any such statement, and the circulated video is AI-generated to spread misinformation and undermine trust in the Indian Armed Forces. The Ministry of Education is organizing the fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the deep civilizational links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi from the 2nd of December. The initiative honours the civilizational, cultural, linguistic and people-to-people linkages between the two regions, reflecting the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. The programme is being coordinated by IIT Madras and BHU Varanasi since its inception in 2022. The Kashi Tamil Sangamam has witnessed overwhelming public participation and has emerged as a landmark cultural bridge reconnecting two of India's oldest knowledge traditions. In men's cricket, South Africa were 247 for the loss of 6 wickets in their first innings against India on day 1 in the second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat first. For the hosts, Kuldeep Yadav has bagged 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Siraj and Ravindra Jadeja took 1 wicket each. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant is leading Team India in this match as regular skipper Shubman Gill was ruled out of the second test due to a neck injury. And with that, we end this news bulletin.